1230 WSOO. It's 9:30 here on your Monday morning, and we're on the phone with the president and CEO of My Michigan Health here at the in the Sioux, Kevin Kalchick. Kevin, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Here we are in the month of October. The year is flying by. And, boy, it's been a busy year for My Michigan Medical Center, Sioux. Starting to see some signage coming up. I know that one of the changes was that the Fast Care is now called Easy Care up at Meyer, and there's a new sign up there. Are some of the other new signs getting up too?
Yeah, actually, so the Easy Care was actually a transition from a relationship we had with Bellin Health, which was Fast Care. We wanted to be consistent within the My Michigan Health system, so we decided to go with the Easy Care concept, which will actually offer more services than we did previously as well. But other signage, actually, we've got some great news. The for the community, our relationship with My Michigan Health has a relationship with the University of Michigan Medical, and they have actually approved us now for the conditions of participation, which means that we meet their standards of quality and excellence. And we knew that we did, but that
you know, process,
that hurdle just kind of got over. So we're going to be able to actually put the Block M. So our signage, what I'm told, is a specific date of October 17th. The community should start to see signs going up, and, you know, before the snow flies, hopefully. Maybe not all of them, but that'll definitely be the start of it.
And I know that the other thing is that the staff, the medical staff, nurses, and various, you know, phlebotomists, things like that, have various colored scrubs to kind of identify them, and those folks are wearing those different colors that have the My Michigan logo on it too.
Yeah, they're going to be getting more with the logo. Right now, it's just the color scheme of My Michigan Health, which is a really good thing. It helps our visitors and our patients be able to identify, you know, people that can help them, you know, most appropriately. And that's, you know, started really in the past several weeks, and it'll take some transition to get everybody changed out, you know, wearing their uniforms that they had and getting in their new sizes and everything. But that definitely should smooth out over the next 2 or 3 months. But I think it's a really good thing to be able to identify people.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I should let people know that you had a public forum last week at the Country Club, which was great. I attended that. And you had some good information there, including you have a new CEO of My Michigan Health overall, right?
Yeah, and thank you for going to that. I hope we get more attendance in the future.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the chance to update people. But, yeah, so one thing I wanted to reiterate to the community, that there's been a misperception from a standpoint of acquisition by merger, and that doesn't really relate to us. It was we chose to join their culture and their quality, you know, driven process and so forth, because we thought they were a lot like us. And so My Michigan Medical Center, Sioux, is a member hospital of a health system. We still have our same tax ID number. We have our local board and all of those types of things. But My Michigan Health is over about 10 hospitals. And, you know, last year, I know that you know this, but Diane Postler-Slattery was the CEO of My Michigan Health, and she was just an amazing woman, dynamic individual.
I had a chance to meet her when she first came up here, and she had a meeting with David John for the public and everything, and met her, and she was great.
Yeah, and unfortunately, she passed away in an accident last spring, and Greg Rogers, a longtime leader of My Michigan, stepped up, but he was towards his retirement too, but he filled in for her until they could name a replacement. Another replacement, and Dr. Lydia Watson, she's the chief medical officer of My Michigan Health, has been since, I believe, 2013. Mm-hmm. But another dynamic woman has the vision that Diane did. Culture is important to her, and, of course, quality and patient satisfaction is important. But she's an OB-GYN by trade, but she's going to be leading the whole health system starting December 1st. And locally, we're excited. We've gotten to know her, and she's a great person to work with.
Awesome. Well, and that's great. I'm sure, like, she's been there for a number of years and everything. She'll kind of keep that culture and that she knows the vision that Diane had earlier, and knows the relationship between our hospital and the whole system. So I think that's great to have that kind of that consistency going forward.
Yeah, you talk about the whole health system, and you know, not a lot of people really understand all of the different locations, but My Michigan Health covers 25 counties, primarily in the mid, eastern, and then now the Upper Peninsula. And that's actually why they changed their name. They couldn't be considered mid-Michigan once we joined
right.
them. So, there's, and a lot of people think that now that we're part of the system that we'll just try to transfer people there when they need tertiary care. And that's not the case at all. It's always a patient choice. We want, you know, all of the health system wants to earn our community's trust and know that we have, you know, their best interest in mind, but they always have a choice as to where they want to go, and we know that.
Right, and I think transitioning off of that is one of the, I think, the caveats and one of the important things when you joined that health system was their commitment to Sault Ste. Marie and Chippewa County and in expanding and investing in the hospital here in the Sioux. And part of that has been you having to go through the strategic planning of identifying needs within the hospital and try to come up with a master plan to, you know, where we're going to invest that money to best serve the hospital and the community.
Yeah, and that's a process. The strategic planning is a process to align, you know, with the purpose of the health system. And we need to find out what needs does our community need, what things do they have to leave our community for, and really try to do the most that we can here locally to keep people here shopping so they're not going out of town and spending their dollars elsewhere, but to really support our community with the health needs and then also to keep them here local. Through that process, we're going to identify some things that we need to work on, and I think everybody knows that our buildings are quite old.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be some big projects, but it's too early to determine what those are. After the strategic planning gets done, we will go into the master facility planning and finish that up. And then, you know, I hope, you know, that within 6 months we're going to be able to identify what that first big project is. But it's not going to come in the next week or two.
Sure. Well, and again, you're talking about millions of dollars being invested, and you want to make sure that you're spending that money appropriately and not just maybe buying a new shiny thing because it's a new shiny thing. I mean, you want to make sure that it's, you know, that whatever you do, and I know when we talked, you and I have talked before, and when I was talking to David before, there's some things that, you know, like for instance, the plant, the actual facilities that kind of run everything, you know, that's really outdated, and you might need to, you know, invest in something like that before you start expanding. So
yeah, we have to be able to support all the other facilities, and whatever we do, we want to spend our dollars wisely, so that those things are here, not just the buildings, but more importantly, the services are here for our community, you know, 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one of the other things, and you mentioned this the other day in your breakfast, that and everybody knows this, is that the hospital is kind of landlocked. You're kind of stuck there on an island. And not a lot of room. You know, you got the power canal behind you. You've got, you know, houses. You've got Spruce Street there in front of you, and obviously the parking garage and everything to the other side. So there's not a lot of wiggle room in that space that you got there.
Yeah, you know, really, we're part of the master facility plan will determine how much it's going to cost to upgrade our facilities versus, you know, building new. And I don't want the community to think that we're going to build new. It's a possibility, but we want to stay in the downtown. You know, we've been here for many, many years, but it is going to be challenging to meet all of the needs that we have for our community within this landlock. So we're going to have to try to think of ways to be able to accommodate those needs.
For sure, for sure. We're talking to Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sioux. What are some of the other things that you wanted to touch on this morning, Kevin?
You know, really, that's about it. We don't have any additional provider starts coming up, but, Dr. Poplawski and McHugh and Sardar and EB are all here. Dr. Sardar's taking oncology appointments. Balaraman's going to be coming up, a new primary care. He's, I believe, in the community now, but not. He's starting to take patients here in the next couple of weeks, so that's important. And I think the most important thing I want to say in closing is just that continued message that our staff are so committed and dedicated to their community. And so as you come in here, just continue to be patient with them. It's really hard to retain people. People are leaving the healthcare workforce, and I just really hope that, you know, our community has grace with them, and they want to be there to help you. So just be patient with them. They're here for you.
And I think it's important for people to understand, too, that it's a challenging career being in healthcare. You're seeing a lot of things that you know, that some people don't see and can't and don't understand. And obviously with patient confidentiality, people can't talk about it. But
no.
You know, a lot of these you know, nurses and doctors and everything are seeing, you know, medical conditions that, you know, that are really drawing on a person as a human being, you know, and it's mm-hmm. a challenge for them to be, you know, subjected to some of the things that they are. And then to have somebody be rude on top of that, you know, that has nothing to do with anything else. I imagine it's very frustrating for them. So,
yeah, no, it, and again, it's not just being rude. Sometimes, you know, you have some people, and it's not just here, but in healthcare, workplace violence is a real thing, that people literally will put their hands on our providers. Hmm. And we just need to know that that's not okay.
Yeah, that's not, definitely not okay. So, well, I think that the majority of people know that, but there's probably a few, you know, there's always those few individuals in the community that, make it a situation where you have to address it. So.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so proud to be a part of this community. You're absolutely right. It's 99.9% of the people in our community that are just amazing people, would give the shirt off their back, but mm-hmm. it's that other part. And if you mm-hmm. witness it, just be supportive of our staff and know what they're going through.
Absolutely. How's the transition to the big chair been for you so far, Kevin? I mean, you're in it. You've been in it for a few months now. Has it been a pretty smooth transition for you to take over after the retirement of David John?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, David, I've worked with him for over 18 years, mm-hmm. Learned a lot from him, so things are going well. I'm definitely familiar with the community and the hospital, as I've been here since 2004. You know, but I see him and talk to him, and we chat. And so overall, it's been really good. I feel I'm well prepared. But, you know, the reason mostly it's going to be a smooth transition is because of him, but also the team that I work with. All of the staff and leaders that I work with are just great to work with. So I think it's going well.
I think that that's true too. The leader is only as good as the support staff that is around him. So
absolutely
awesome. Well, Kevin, thanks for the time and everything. And sorry we're a little late today, but glad to get you on. And we'll look forward to your update next month. And anything comes up in the meantime, you know, between now and November, we're always happy to have you on and talk about My Michigan Medical Center Sioux here on the radio. So.
Mark, thank you so much.
All right, very much. Good. Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center Sioux, joining us this morning here on 1230 WSOL.